Greetings. This is Stephen Chavez with the EastLAReview.com internet radio. We're going to feature a historical recording from 1961 off the Delphi record label. The title, Richie Valens in Concert at Pacoima Junior High School. We hope you enjoy.
This is Bob Keane, and I'm taking this opportunity to speak to all the young people who have written to me and who are listening to this album. We at Delphi have released the following recorded assembly because somehow the word got out that it had been recorded, and the requests from Richie's fan clubs are so numerous that we finally decided to include the assembly as part of this new album. We realize that the recorded sound is not as clear as we would like it, but when recording on the spot, this sometimes happens. At any rate, this album is a rare opportunity to hear the great Richie Valens in person and to hear him as he was in everyday life. As you listen, you will realize what a great entertainer he was, as well as having such a wonderfully natural sense of humor. Also, his great humbleness is felt from the very first words he speaks. Gail Smith, the president of the Los Angeles Richie Valens Memorial Fan Club, is the mistress of ceremonies, and she was a very close friend of Richie's. They were classmates at Pacoima Junior High School. We owe her many thanks for conducting the assembly in such a fine fashion. Ironically, Richie sings one of the songs that made Eddie Cochran famous, Summertime Blues. Richie was very close to him, forming their friendship when they appeared together at the Lowe State Theater in New York. Little did Richie know that Eddie Cochran was to die in a crash also. Another tune, From Beyond, although an instrumental, expresses Richie's inherent sadness felt in so many of his songs, such as Donna, Bluebirds Over the Mountain, Now You're Gone, and others found in his first album titled Richie Valens and his second album titled Richie. By contrast, his great feeling for humor is expressed in Summertime Blues and Come On, Let's Go, which may sound slightly different from his record, but he never sang the same song the same way twice. Also by contrast, his endless vitality comes through when he sings the great hit La Bamba. So here we go as we listen to the only on-the-spot recording of the one and only Richie Valens in concert at Pacoima Junior High School.
Now, a success story of one of last year's graduates from Pacoima. His first record sold over 1 million copies, and Donna, his newest release is backed by a terrific song called La Bamba. He recently returned from Canada and Honolulu. He has been on American Bandstand and has made numerous appearances with Al Jarvis and Joe Yoakam. Now, presenting Richie Valens with Come On, Let's Go.
Bye. more volume, please. I can't hear what I'm saying. Well, next song I'll do for you is named Donna.
Would you do something for me?
What's this?
Would you please sing Summertime Blues?
Yes, ma'am.
Didn't go to work, told her boss I was sick. Can't use a car because you didn't work a lick. So now I wanna, what I wanna do, but there ain't no cure for the sometimes. Help you soon, but you're too young to vote. Sometimes I wanna, what I wanna do, but there ain't no cure for the
Beyond. I'd like to say something about this, though. He just wrote this sort of back there. They were fiddling around, and it just sort of came up.
This is a song which you call, it's made in one day. So I know it's not the wildest, but we're going to try it out, okay? When I watch you, me, a real swinging cat over here. This is Don Phillips on the drum. Excuse me, what's my...
Thank you.
Richie, would you please come out for a minute? I want to ask you something. Richie, he can't hear you. Will you please? I mean, he can't hear me when you're singing. Richie, would you please come out? His manager just came to pick him up, and his manager's backstage talking to him. I understand you just got back from Hawaii. Isn't it too cold to go surfing? So what'd you do out there?
Oh, what I did out there? Mm-hmm. Oh, hooling around a little.
Where are you going to appear next?
Oh, my dear, on a Dick Clark show.
Oh, what is that?
I'll be on December the 20th.
And you're going to Pacific Ocean Park Saturday, was it?
I think it's this Friday night.
Oh, this Friday night he's going to be at Pacific Ocean Park. And when are you going to be on, let's see, Earl McDaniels, was it?
It's Friday night.
It's Friday night at 7:30 on Channel 5.
7:00?
Oh, I'm anyway, what's your next record coming out?
Well, I don't know about a next record, but I might think about an album.
Oh, an album. And we want to certainly thank you for coming back to Pacoima and entertaining all of us here.
Oh, it was a lot of fun.
Good. And since the kids did like La Bamba so well, would you like to do another chorus of that? Okay.
All right, you just heard Side A, which began with a commentary by Bob Keane, president of Delphi Records, and an introduction by Gail Smith, the president of Richie Valens Fan Club. You heard songs Come On, Let's Go, Donna, Summertime Blues, From Beyond, and his great hit, La Bamba. You're about to hear side two now, so let's flip the record over and enjoy.
Side two of this album has been devoted to showing some of the recordings that may have been had Ritchie lived. These are fragments of ideas not yet polished or completed, ideas that Ritchie recorded at my home from time to time as we worked preparing new material. Many of these tunes have no names, so I will describe them prior to each track. The first song you will hear is an idea for a rhythm song, and as far as I know, no lyrics have been written. This next track, number two, shows the influences of the great talent Bo Diddley, who appeared with Ritchie on the same bill with Eddie Cochran for 12 days during the Alan Freed Christmas show in New York. Ritchie had just returned from this engagement when he recorded the track you are about to hear. Track three. One of Ritchie's greatest records was a Mexican folk song titled La Bamba, which he adapted. This next track was to be the follow-up to La Bamba, its title Malagueña. This song also is a great American-Mexican standard, and as you can hear, would have been another million seller, we're sure. Although Ritchie had not put his voice to the song as yet, if you try, you can picture him singing it, with all the fire that was in his guitar playing, laying a foundation for his great voice.
Thank you.
The next track, number 4, is the beginning of a song about a boy who loved to dance. And in case you can't understand all the lyrics, we've reproduced them on the back of the album cover.
When I'm a little girl, I'm getting so tired just waiting for you, darling.
Final track is a tune Richie called Let's Rock and Roll. Only part of the song was completed, but it had all the indications of being another Come On, Let's Go. So here is the final song in the album, a perfect cross-section of the great Richie Valens singing the songs he would have made famous had he lived.
That was Side B with the unreleased songs by Ricardo Steven Valenzuela, Richie Valens. We had a guitar instrumental, song entitled Malagueña, Rock Little Darling, and Let's Rock and Roll. We hope you enjoyed this different sound and approach, and of course the historical recording of Richie Valens at Pacoima Junior High School.